I would put it on the bun. You could fit the pickles. You could put pickles in the pickles.
You can fit the pickles in there. You can fit the pickles in there. Come on. Pickle chicken sandwich.
Take it away, John Friggin' Smith.
Welcome to the rabbit hole.
How did we end up on that rabbit hole?
Where all you knew is wrong. And rules are just suggestions.
I like the pipe.
Made up as we go along.
Shut up, Corn.
Fuck you.
And who knows what you'll find here. Maybe heaven or your worst fears. Whatever it may be, it's yours to keep forever.
Just in time, you've entered a rabbit hole. Please, go down further.
Where there's philosophy hidden within stupidity.
My nipples are sweating.
What are they doing to that chicken?
They're punching holes in it.
You know, I want to teabag Hank Azaria. He can make weird noises.
You're fucking weird.
You guys are horrible.
Bunion ring? Like, I wouldn't eat those.
What the fuck? Hey.
Even if it was Paul Bunyan themed, like, you know what I mean? Like flannel onion rings or something like that. Like, yeah, I had a heart attack. Fuck you.
It's a sunshiny day.
Yeah. Fat people need love, too.
And welcome to the rabbit hole. You are just in time. And we are the J&T Baggers. Millie Van Nielsen here, accompanied by my about-to-be-coughing co-host and slash anchor, Norman Blunts.
I tried to get it out.
The best way I can put it is I just threw the bananas at him, and he just went flying off the track. As we were hitting this Mario Kart vape cartridge. it's quite the hitter, honestly. This little pen does pack quite a wallop. I've let people use that work, and they come back like, dude. I just let them use the battery, too. They use their own cartridge and come back like, dude, are you this high all the time? Well, no, but... like, my pen doesn't hit that good. Well, don't get it from a weed shop, dummy. Go to a smoke shop. They'll think about you. Weed shop has two options.
Sell it or don't.
Well, usually, like, pens, they have a really expensive option and then a budget option.
I have this mod for like $180, or you can buy this $2 one you could also find on Wish.
Yeah. There's no middle ground. This one is a middle grounder. It's like 15 bucks. Worth it. Any hoobie. Yeah, I had to take a second for that.
I don't even know how you would break. That's like 8 words in one to me.
Weird fucking thing happened. Well, not weird. It was weird. I was driving from work the other day. I stopped at the stop sign on what was that? Lion and Cottonwood. Right, fucking going down Cottonwood, coming towards home, getting ready to fucking cross, and I stop. Fucking car adjacent, car to my right. Fucking is making a right. Okay, stop. Let them go. Start to proceed forward, and another car comes like behind them and like tries to form some kind of blockade for a second. There just sits there for a second. Or no, that's what it was. Yeah, the first car, it was like a silver car, comes out fucking with Dayton's coming out of it. Yeah, it was like a Lincoln something. Fucking comes out, blocks like my way so that the car behind it, some fucking lowrider old truck and shit, can go by. It can make the same right turn. A lowrider blockade.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. The anger on my face, like, it's my fucking turn, goddammit. What really pissed me off was there was a van behind them that also fucking made a quick right. That was, like, part of this caravan or whatever.
This gypsy Mexican caravan.
And they all looked at me like, what you gonna do? Nothing. But goddammit.
That's like unnecessary. They all could have made the right turn.
Yeah. I'm not going to crash into your fucking prize car. I understand wanting to keep a fucking truck safe if you got an old truck like that, because it looked like one of those old Chevys and shit, too. It was badass. But come on. The dips are going to fuck your shit up more than I am. God damn it. Try to pull that
some
shit.
Some people are just assholes.
Yeah, just assholes for the sake of being assholes. Yeah. That's the kind of people that are just going out looking to start shit. If I had a, trust me, if I had a shittier car or like a big ass truck with a fucking, you know, big ass fucking guardrail and shit on the front, I would have fucking rammed the fucking blockade car. I wouldn't have touched the nice one, but I would have rammed the fuck out of that fucking Lincoln. T-bone. I would have tried to kill the driver with that fucking, not intentionally, but like I would have not tried to aim away from the driver's seat. I'll say that much.
Subconsciously?
Yeah. I mean, it would have already been on that side anyway, so either way, he's kind of fucked. I don't know. That was one of those, like, I was almost home, too. You did, hell, I told you what street it was. I was fucking close as fuck. Yeah. I was like, God damn it, dude, don't try to ruin this for me. Don't try to ruin my drive home. God damn it. I was like, yeah. I don't know why. I've never seen that before. That's why. It annoyed the hell out of me. Like, that's, like you said, it's so unnecessary.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. Like, why? What the
fuck?
What
do you think is going to happen?
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I know what street you're talking about. I know what corner you're talking about.
It is a blind spotty corner.
Where it is a straight, but there is a right lane. Right turning lane, right? Or is it just one?
Coming from that way, no, there's that particular intersection, no, there's it depends on which way you're going. If you're online, which was where they were coming from. No, that's just one lane right there too. I'm pretty sure, yeah, when you're pulling up to Cottonwood.
So at any point in time would you have been able to cut these guys off and finish and they couldn't do their blockade anymore?
No.
Then it's completely unnecessary.
Completely.
Like, that's a dick move, dude.
Yeah. And it was fucked up, too, because I was, of course, I'm behind this caravan because I'm going the same way they had just turned the right to. Fucking, they go to make a left on Palm. And fucking, I see the same goddamn shit. And the fucking people, they pulled up in front of people, like, directly in front. They're making a left turn up Palm, like I said. The Lincoln pulls up fucking wide, blocks the entire fucking, and that's a two-lane spot right there. Blocks all of them. And there's cars sitting there like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing? Truck and the van go before the fucking Lincoln moves. You son of a bitch. There are multiple lanes in this particular, and it's very wide in that particular fucking section. That's where the white folks live. They need space.
Yeah. They don't like being in tight corners. But they're okay with their house being 10 feet away from each other, but they still have to be 10 feet away from each other.
Yeah.
At all times. Driving, saying hi to your neighbor. Driveways like 30 feet away from each other.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Come on, Cholo. What are you doing? And if you're driving into a white dude, what the fuck?
They moved on up.
Yeah.
Because they have 6 families in that one house.
They were in that van. That's what. Yeah, I was just like, I hope right when you get to whatever lowrider show you're about to go to, right before you get there, you get in the biggest fucking accident of your life. Like, full
your
on.
Your bags drop.
Yeah.
Your whole hydraulics just shoot your car off of the. Like, do you see the old school cartoon? Like, the body comes off the chassis.
And the best part is, the best part about that wish is, I hope you survive. And I hope you go completely unharmed, like Unbreakable. I hope you go completely unscratched, not even a bruise, nothing. But your car destroyed. The Lincoln, the van, and the truck, all 3 of them pile up
on top of each other.
Fucking, what's it, Final Destination 2 style. Logs going through all 3 of them. Okay, people might die in that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play through the situation. They can miraculously survive. Yeah.
There's that show, fucking 911. Dude gets a piece of rebar through his fucking dome. He doesn't die.
See? Yeah. So some freak accident shit where only your vehicles die. And you all come out. Everybody comes out unharmed. Even the people around you. I don't want them getting hurt. They didn't do shit. They weren't the ones doing fucking lowrider cholo blockades through fucking Hemet.
That's... I just don't get it, dude. I understand you want to get there all at once, but come the fuck on. Like,
I understand wanting to be safe with the truck, but that's not the way to do it. You just don't drive like an asshole.
That's you a have good three way cars. To do it. Yeah. So if you're in a line,
one in front of the other, you're protecting it.
Yeah, the van you is going to protect it. You don't need to
blockade.
And first of all, who's blockading in the goddamn Lincoln? You blockade in the big ass van. That's right? Also a dick move. Like, you got a littler car.
No, the woman was driving the van. That's why she was in the back of the caravan.
She should have been in the Lincoln.
She didn't have the balls.
Or the truck. No, the husband would not allow that.
Huh.
No, fuck you, Cheryl. You do not know how to drive. I just noticed we don't have these things on.
Or on. To be honest, I hope that an accident in which the fucking Lincoln has to come to an extremely sudden stop and the truck fucking crashes into the back of the Lincoln, destroying the front of the truck and the back of the Lincoln, and then the van comes up behind him and fucking destroys the back of the truck. That'd be street justice right there.
Merca.
That's the karma chameleon.
Ha, dude, oh my god. Alright, so we gotta start doing videos, or if anyone out there wants to just fuck around, dude, and start doing gifts and shit, just do fucked up things that are instant karma, but either with John Lennon's instant karma or karma chameleon. I just want to see it. Yeah, oh my god.
Instant karma, karma, karma. Okay, I'm not gonna go
instant
through.
Instant karma's like, gonna get you. It's gonna make you right in the head.
That sounds like it would get all disco-y and shit.
Red, gold, and green.
Yeah, see, I want to go roller skate and just imagine that kind of shit.
Song's really good a cappella. Just saying.
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard yours to keep a cappella. But I'll bet it's good.
Can we gift it back to him? Can we try to do this?
What?
A cappella. Yours to keep.
What, this doesn't have to be publicly. Acapella?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be a gift. Doors. I don't think that would be considered a gift, us butchering a song that is so beautiful. And is also from the album Songs of the Great Collapse, which can be found at johnfreakinsmith.com.
Look it up.
That was like the cheesiest, weirdest, probably fastest John freaking Smith segue we've done.
Hey man,
some things are called quickies for a reason.
He
you know?
Slips into your heart that quick.
Mm-hmm. The assassin doesn't linger.
Damn, he only strikes.
And then he exits without a trace. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. Are we talking about like, we're talking about Coke? Sounds like Coke. We've been smoking a lot of weed. Obviously, the Mexican did not show up this week. Every week we've been like, oh, maybe the Mexican will be here this week. He's working.
That $2 thing really freaked him out. It really did, dude.
Well, it should have. But it should have freaked him out in like a non-drinking way, too.
Every time I've talked to him over the past few days, he doesn't sound like he's drinking because he's at the shop.
Good. It's like he needs to be working and not drinking.
It's like rehab.
Which is possible, yeah.
Rehab.
Yeah, because $2, that's just hilarious.
Like it's fucked funny. Up that we figured out that quickly. Like wait, $2. Corn.
Did you have a beer the night before?
Yeah. That was the $2, wasn't it? Yeah. I don't even think he actually admitted it. He just started laughing because he knew we were right.
Yeah. It's like that's a good sacrifice right there, buddy. $2? That's what we were going into too. Just like
to me, it pissed me off, dude, because it's one of those like, if you haven't eaten in like 2 days because you're saving for rent, you know what? Fuck it, splurge that $2. Go figure something out. Even make it $5. Treat yourself to a burger. Be fancy. But not for a beer, dude.
I got the look. Last time I went to Carl's Jr., me and my sister went in, and we walked in, and this lady looked at us like we were doing like the, oh, you're fancy, huh? Because we were getting meals instead of like going for value shit. And we weren't even getting the boxes either. We were going straight fucking combo status meals.
Shit's expensive at Carl's Jr.
Like, oh, you guys are really balling today, huh? Yes, white girl, we're balling.
Yeah, dude, that... that happens quite a bit, though. I've noticed it. Because I buy out the value menu every fucking day, usually at work, because, oh, that's the only place to eat. You're like, oh, fuck it.
Well, especially when you're just buying for you and shit.
Yeah, $5 for a box of food? Yeah, yeah. Fuck it, dude. That's why Little Caesar stays in business. $5 and you can, a whole, every bum could have a pizza for $5.
That's why Little Caesar, Pizza Hut's fighting them out here with their shit now.
They're awesome. The only thing that pisses me off, though, is you have to order two or more. That always pisses me off. Like, even for the carry out, though. So it's like, dude, come on. If I'm willing to go get it, I should be able to get a $5 pizza. I also got, like, guffawed at for not calling in a delivery.
Wait. Wait, what do you mean not calling in a delivery?
I ordered from Pizza Hut pizza, and I went and picked it up. But I'm not, like, you know, this close to the Pizza Hut. So it's not like a... So it's a second for a drive. Not like a huge second, but I have to drive for the closest one over off Stetson and Florida. No, past Stetson. Stetson and fucking, what is that, San Santo?
Yeah, I think so. We're way down there.
Over there by the Staters.
Yeah.
So fucking, yeah. Tony was telling me, he's like, why don't you just have them deliver? I was like, because I'm not going to pay an extra $2.87 or whatever it is for a delivery charge and then have to tip the fucking guy when he gets here or tip the guy over the fucking credit card. No, I'm just not doing it, okay? I'd rather just go drive my goddamn self. That one has a delivery window. Pick it up through the fucking window and go home. Because I also need to stop by the liquor store and buy sodas for a way more cheaper price.
I'm an asshole. I live right by, you know how close the fucking Pizza Hut and the Domino's are to my house.
Okay, dude.
I order it for delivery just because fuck them. You bring it to me, motherfucker.
You get in the car and take the 4-minute drive because the light. If it wasn't for the light, it would be a minute and a half drive.
I used to go pick it up and then I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I end up spending 20 minutes standing there waiting for it even when I wait fucking a half hour before I go to pick it up.
Dude, I would do what I used to do with Pride of Italy when I lived on 7th. Call it in and then walk there. It's 15 minutes. Pizza's done.
I'm not walking and then walk home with a pizza.
Goddamn right.
That pizza would not make it home.
It will make, oh, never mind.
You either might eat I'm going to eat it or I'm going to have a hardball situation where I get jumped for my backpack and my pizza.
Who's going to jump you for a backpack and a pizza?
I'm a big guy. Nobody's going to take me one-on-one for a pizza. That's like asking for death right but there. Might as well be holding a knife if I'm holding a pizza.
Nobody's going to run up on you.
Three little hungry Mexicans could run up on me and probably get the best of me on a nighttime when I'm walking with
like
a pizza.
This isn't like an East LA situation, dude. This is not like some crazy-ass thing. These are Mexicans all older white tweakers and shit that are trying to get fucking change outside of the pizza place to get pizza. You can chase it's them off just Mexican like a bear. You just make yourself big, put your hands up and rah.
That's when I hold the pizza up and just rah.
Yeah, and they'll run away. And be like, oh, fuck, and just dart.
You know somebody's crazy if they turn a fucking pizza sideways to use it as a weapon. Yeah. That's already when
they don't give a fuck.
The fuck up. He's crazy, dude.
He's ready to ruin this pizza.
He might have a meat lovers and he still doesn't care.
I
see
so
sausage
pissed.
Falling out of the box.
Yeah, oh my God. I would try to catch it.
No, no, don't hit me. Just let me get your scraps, buddy. Okay, that's a really good way of knowing. That's a weird PSA. But that's a good way to know somebody's fucking psychotic. If they're holding a pizza and at any given moment, that pizza turns sideways,
if it's held at an angle.
If it's okay, here, there's two pizzas that you're allowed to do that with because they stick very well. Pepperonis stick to cheese on pizzas very well, and cheese.
Well, but does the pizza stick to the box?
No, but because
if you turn it sideways, you're risking a smash effect.
You've held it like a Little Caesar sideways, right?
No,
I've held it fully sideways to walk through a door, and it didn't fuck with that one. But I think it's because the thickness of the crust on that one. Speaking of, I have a problem with Little Caesars. They're charging $6 for their thin crust, compared to $5 for a normal fucking pizza.
Yeah, get the normal crust, you picky bastard.
No, I'm fine with that. What pisses me off is it should be $4 for a thin crust because it's less crust. It's less material. Why are you going to charge more?
They probably get it in frozen, and thin crust probably costs more to make for whatever fucking manufacturer.
It's a business. Why do you have to work in a restaurant? Like, if you were just a non-restaurant normal guy, you would be on the same agreement as me. Like, fuck these guys. But now you're explaining it with basic logic, and I don't
I don't like thin crust anyway. I think it's a fucking sham in America, at least.
Okay, I'll give them credit, though. It's actually not bad.
If you go to Italy and get a thin crust pizza, it's fancy. You get a thin crust in America, you're getting a goddamn cracker. It's a Lunchable.
Yeah, it was a super fancy
Lunchable. I'm not paying $5 for a Lunchable.
You almost have to pay that for a normal Lunchable. No. The box one with the juice, yeah, it's like $3.
Dude, that's hardcore. I almost want to go back in time and smack my parents for ever getting me those as a kid.
Dude,
what the fuck are you doing? Just get me the one with the crackers. I don't even need all that fancy shit. What the fuck?
That was the fucked up thing. They didn't really have those back. They didn't have
They started kind of down. Like they pushed hard for those full meal with the drink and the dessert.
They downsized it. They were like, all right, well, we're going to give you a little candy bar and then you're going to get the basics. No juice.
Yeah.
But it's only a dollar now. So
and then I think they realized too, fucking not every kid wants. Well, fuck that. I wanted Capri Sun. I was cool with the Capri Sun being in my damn Lunchable.
Well, the stupid health parents.
Yeah.
Some kid got a nasty Capri Sun that had like a worm looking thing in it. So they freaked out about, that's why they have clear packaging on fucking all this shit. Kool-Aid Jammers had it before though.
Yeah.
And before it was cool.
Yeah.
Or before it was they had health
balls.
Well, that's because they were from the 90s
when they had the Jammer bottles that were clear. Mondo bottles, they didn't fucking shy away from that shit.
I haven't heard that one in a while, and I miss those things.
I do too.
I can't do kids' fruit punch though anymore. The big yellow hugs, it's too sugary.
I don't think I've tried that. Oh, the little
barrels with the
That shit is sweet as fuck. That's concentrate.
Like it's super. It's like red sugar and water. It's not. You know, it's not even like sugary Kool Aid.
I was talking to somebody about it. Fucking not too long ago, remember you used to get like those Welch's, the fucking frozen concentrate juice mix or whatever?
Oh yeah, they used to have them at schools and shit.
Yeah, too. And you fucking not so much not the ones at schools, the ones that you get at home at the grocery store that you put in the pitcher and shit. Yeah, those shits were fucking delicious. They did have something like that at school. There was some kind of ice cream.
Yeah, they
like
were ices instead. They froze them instead of putting them in a drink because. They couldn't supply drinks.
They couldn't supply water.
No.
That's all you had to mix it with, goddammit. You didn't need sugar with that shit. But I
remember people actually letting it just thaw out.
And just making that the juice?
Like drinking it like juice.
Goddamn, that's diabetes in a handbag right there. You're supposed to fill up the whole pitcher with water. And that's the old school pitchers that were big before they started making these narrow sons of bitches.
Crazy ass version of diabetes. Yeah, if you're just eating it as an icy.
Yeah, but at least that's a small form. If you're just drinking that shit as a juice,
it seems different. You drink
two cups of that shit, it's frozen. You've already killed that icy.
Dude, we used to eat the fuck out of those because the kids would, like, cold days, kids would be like, no, I don't want this. It's too cold.
Pass it
over. Bring them here. I don't give a fuck. I'll put them in my backpack. I'll drink it later.
I used to love those moments when you're the only kid that likes the one thing that everybody's keeps getting. At lunch, and they're just like passing it over, like, oh yeah, Oh yeah.
Well, I used to. I think I told you about what I used to do with Catholic kids on Fridays.
No.
We always had sandwiches on Fridays that had fucking.
Okay, when you start off a sentence saying what I used to do with Catholic kids on Fridays, make sure you say when you were a kid.
That sounds worse if I started off that way. When I was a kid makes it seem like I'm getting molested. I guess the other way makes it seem like I'm molesting. But either way, no one was molesting. It was
better for you to be a victim than, you know, the perpetrator. Be the
victor. Yeah. Yeah, no one ever says it that way, but that's... I believe that's the corrective vernacular for the backhand of victim.
Wow.
But what did you used to do as a Catholic child or two Catholic kids when you were a kid?
I was a child. They were children. They were Catholic. And I could have swore you weren't allowed to eat like ham or something like that.
You fucking asshole.
I didn't convince him of shit. Okay, what I'm just saying is, I could have swore it was only like on like fucking Ash Wednesday or whatever day it was before Good Friday? Lent? Is it Lent? I don't fucking know. Well, this kid thought it was every Friday.
He thought every Friday he couldn't eat ham.
Yeah, because...
Okay, that kid's a jackass.
Yeah, because honestly, what was the fucking thing for Catholic people? Was it ham?
I think it's meat. Like... All together, yeah. I think that's why Filet of Fish Friday existed, like exists in general, is for Lent option.
Yeah, I guess he believed in Lent and didn't want meat on Fridays. I don't fucking know, but ham. I got his sandwiches every single Friday.
Wait, he thought that his fucking parents.
Wouldn't allow him.
We're trying to send him right to hell by giving him ham sandwiches on Friday.
No, it was at the school. It was the school's lunch. Because you know fucking St. Simon's school district is dedicated to one thing for a week.
I thought you meant this kid brought his lunch. Like, no, that's cold-blooded right there. Dude. Your parents are assholes. You think that the sandwich is going to send you to hell?
Give him fucking Canadian bacon pizza, and now he can't eat Pizza Hut. Yeah, on Thursday night, he should have ate all of it. So I don't know what was going on there, because I always thought it was just one day. I didn't think it was every week.
Did you guys both think it was just ham?
He said meat.
Okay.
But it was always a ham sandwich, okay. So I identify with ham.
That's what made me call you an asshole at first. Just like
no, that's not even that. That's like, first of all, the whole ham thing, isn't that Arabic or
Jews? I think don't eat pork, and then Muslims don't eat pork.
So that's a whole different racial culture, or not? It's not just religious culture, but yeah. So, anyways, dude. So I would get his sandwich every Friday. The fucked up thing is, every once in a while they'd switch it up, and they would have the tossed salads on Friday. Guess what they had in there? Sliced ham.
Wow.
So I just ate two meals every week.
But you had to eat it tossed already?
No, it was a salad. Oh, you
tossed
shaker.
Your own salad?
Yeah. So I tossed my own salad,
and then. After you technically after tossing your own salad, you would toss his salad.
I would technically toss his salad into my tossed salad, because I would take all the ham and the cheese and shit out of that one, and then just put it in there. So that way I didn't eat as much lettuce. I don't like green shit. Doesn't sit right in my stomach. So I threw the rest of his away.
That's how you know how immature we are. We can't eat vegetables.
Dude, I can't.
Green shit.
I can't eat green shit anymore. Dude, Regina will testify to this too. It really does fuck my whole system up now.
What's this healthy shit? Get the fuck out of here.
I guess I've eaten so much disgusting shit in my life, dude, that it really has hit that point of like this health shit's
gonna
kill you.
Bring these carrots back when they're dipped in Crisco or something, motherfucker.
See, I can do carrots, corn, potatoes.
I fucking hate carrots.
Greens don't sit right with me, dude.
I've hated carrots since I was a small child. Ever since whoever...
So even in like gravy-style stews and shit?
No. I'll take them in a pot roast or in a stew. I can handle carrots because they're softened, they're cooked, and they're full. They're juicy with that broth and shit. It works. I don't like... I'm very specific. I hate fucking... I don't like raw carrots much to begin with.
But the baby carrots really pissed me off.
School forced them on us.
Yes, they did. And the first time I ever saw them, I thought like, oh, is this the school version of cheese puffs? Baby carrots. What the fuck kind of shit is this, man? That
pissed
man?
Me off too.
Like mini cheese puffs would have been a great idea at school.
A little bag of cheese puffs.
Little bag of cheese puffs. That's healthy.
Dude, what pissed me off is...
If those fucking nasty-ass animal crackers were passable, some fucking mini cheese puffs would have been okay.
Yeah, dude. And I ate the fuck out of those animal crackers.
But when you look back, those weren't the same taste as real animal crackers.
They're not. And honestly,
there was like
I
a banana
hate,
flavor almost to them.
I hate actual animal crackers now.
Like, see, I love real animal crackers still.
I got Mandela effect. they're like, fuck your brain, dude. Do you remember that taste of goodness that you had as a child? Not anymore. I need a bland animal cracker that tastes like shit pretty much for me to be okay with it.
Although I will be honest, I haven't bought animal crackers. I haven't bought animal crackers in years, but I did notice that they took the animals out of the cages on those boxes or whatever.
Yeah, they free the animals, dude. PETA won.
I mean,
there's
they're
chocolate
fictional
animal crackers now too.
Well, I've had the frosting ones, like with the sprinkles and shit.
Oh, I love those ones.
Those are
circus ones. No one could drop them. Like
the pink and white ones.
Dude. They had the plain ones in there, didn't they, for a while?
Yeah.
I think they took the plains out eventually and just left it like, we know you just want the icing. The last time I had those, though, it was super hot that day. So it had like, yeah, same effect.
But chocolate ones, I never had chocolate covered animal crackers.
It's not chocolate covered.
It's like Teddy Graham style.
Yeah. Like chocolate cookies.
Oh, that sounds like danger. That sounds like I'm putting that in a bowl with some milk.
They
have I'm
a
fat ass.
A worse effect of the cocoa, though, compared to fucking Teddy Grahams and shit like that. Because Teddy Grahams, you eat them small. So it's kind of like when you're eating mini Oreos, you get that chocolate flavor and it's almost overwhelming with those. It's a whole fucking bag, so you're not going to stop. It's overwhelming at a certain point. You're just like, oh, God, it's just... Your spit
it's like
becomes
me
chocolate.
With the fucking chocolate graham crackers. I will fucking crazy on those things. I cannot buy those things because...
I can't buy graham crackers. I just turn it into cereal mush.
You're an asshole. I don't even...
Dude,
I'm sorry for calling you an asshole so much. I really am not meaning that. That was just like a natural... Just like.
Well, honestly, dude, I think you would dig it. If you ever had graham crackers and cereal at the same time... Because
I've had the Golden Grahams or whatever.
It's not the same, though. I ought to actually admit on that. Golden Grahams stay hard. This becomes mush to where it's almost nasty, but it's good. It's kind of like oatmeal mush.
Well, I don't get graham crackers very often, though, either. And every time I do, I'm like, I'm going to go get some Hershey's and I'm going to make a s'more. I never do. Because then I'm like, then I got to get marshmallows and then.
It's a lot
easier.
Why can't
I just
now?
Eat the graham cracker?
Because they have the full, like, size marshmallows for s'mores now. They're called fucking Jiffy Puff s'mores.
That makes me angry, too, now. On some kind of primal, like, these kids got it easy level.
So they have the little ones for the little pieces of the graham crackers for kids, and then the big ones for adults.
So you can have the rectangle or the square.
Yep. You can have the full bar if you're not fucking around, or the half bar.
I want to see the hoagie size one.
Four.
Yeah.
Double graham cracker.
You
take
two.
You have to kind of like overlay them so they melt.
It won't hold as well either.
Not when you're holding it, but dude, it's going to be bomb. That's something you would probably eat with a knife and fork. You'd have to drizzle some chocolate across it.
I'm just picturing you just sitting down with a knife and fork on a fucking s'more. And I'm just like,
at that size, I would, okay. And I would eat the whole thing.
You know
and
what would
die.
Justify it? The thing that justifies eating anything sweet like that with a knife and fork that
milk.
Would be a handed ice cream. Slap a scoop of ice cream on top of it, just because why the fuck
at
not?
At that point, you're going to have like 3 scoops of ice cream across that bitch.
Fuck it. Banana split, s'more.
Oh my God. Why don't we have a business in this?
Honestly, I don't know, because I would be I'd be whipping up ice cream concoctions like nothing. You don't have to have the cold stone thing, really, for an ice cream parlor. You just have to have ice cream.
And then throw shit in it.
Yeah. And then put it in weird places and make it artistic.
God damn.
See, that's the same
colored
thing with
cool
donuts,
whip.
Dude.
Boom, hit it with that, too, just because.
Colored cool whip.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh my god, did I? No, I did it. I heard it. I felt it.
I heard
it. I said colored coon whip.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Oh my god.
It's because I was gonna... Ow. It's because you said colored cool whip, and I was gonna say... I was gonna try to make some kind of joke, and it just died because of that.
That right there is exactly why there's been multiple newscasters fired for saying Martin Luther coon. It was... There has... And it's one of those situations
is
where...
Is there a YouTube video with, like, a montage?
I've never checked that part out. I just know about this fact happening in society today. And so it's one of those, like... That's what happens, though. You're going to say something about colored cool whip. I almost said it, too, right now.
I just had to give you the look, too. Like, what?
Are you about to say it, too? Like, by accident, too? See, it's an accident. It's purely accident. It's funny as fuck when you hear it, because it's like, oh, shit, it's not supposed to be said.
It just made me... It was just one of those... God, it's your fault. I blame you for that. He said, go ahead, cool whip, and all I could think was like, wait, so only black people are allowed to eat that cool whip?
No, that's even worse, because you went even, like, you went... From black joke to, honestly, fuck it, historic black joke. It's February.
Yeah. Oh my god. It might not be by the time this one comes out, though.
Let's push it.
At the time of recording, it's got.
Let's push it. Let's make sure it happens. It's a leap year. It's February 28th this year.
Yeah, that's. Goddamn, your brother fucking got lucky.
What?
A couple days, a few days later, he would have been like the.
Oh, that one weird technical age where you're like everything divisible by four. It would be fucking 7. All right, 7 times 4.
Yeah. That'd be actually funny.
He acts like he's 7.
Yeah. Plays about as much video games as your average 7-year-old nowadays.
So, you know how they freak out about the technology boom that we were a part of? I'm seeing it in a second evolutionary state now with Layla, to where it's like, dude, she just turned 7. Now she's, it seems like her brain just like exploded. Now I'm hitting even more questions than ever, trying to have to explain advanced shit, not just like, why is the sky blue? Like trying to explain actual life shit. Electricals, how to tell about if there's gas in the house, because she was freaking out about some shit that I probably shouldn't even say on air.
You weren't watching History Channel, were you?
No, it wasn't about like nerve gas or nothing like that. She already knows
about thinking about that.
Oh, no, I was about to say, she knows about
that. I figured like a bunch of that Hitler shit you were watching. Oh,
no, she knows about that too. We watched Band of Brothers together.
Mm.
So she doesn't know to the extreme, but she's heard what happened. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She doesn't. I never watched the Pacific with her, though, because she's 7. That's really going to damage her own vision upon her own culture. Like,
yeah, you can't just keep showing her a bunch of wars with bad guys being Asian.
I haven't shown her any wars with bad guys being Asian. I haven't explained to her about Japan's involvement in World War II. I've only explained to her who Nazis were and why they were bad people, and that they still exist today, just not in the same form.
Oh my god, if you really want to give her a history lesson, you just have to put her in like a cage. Actually, you don't ground your daughter, you intern her. Or internment. It's internment. It's not punishment.
You're a fucking dick for that one.
I'm sorry, but that's historically accurate.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, damn, dude. Because I am the white man. Like, like I am the epitome of 1943's fucking and 44's like treatment of Asians.
And she's probably not too far away from being able to actually accurately throw that one in your face at some point, too. Once she learns
the
shit.
You're the man. You put me down.
Go to your room.
Oh, see.
You can't. No, you're not putting me in one of your fucking camps. I assume she's going to be cussing by the time she's.
Subconsciously, she knows what it is, though. because me and her mom listened to Fort Minor. Mike Shinoda's has a song about internment camps. About a whole story about like what happened back in the day with internment camps and shit with Japanese people. So she's heard stories already, but she doesn't know where it's from. So it's out of context. Once it's put into context, she's probably gonna hate it. But
she's gonna hate you.
Well, she, all she knows is that she's Japanese and Mexican for nationality wise, because they wanted to know what.
Because they make, yeah.
Nowadays in school and everything, they're like, well, we're going to have Olympics for everyone. What nationality are you? Now, she, not one of those, you get pinpointed in the nationality. It's kind of like a family tree style thing.
Because it just seems like
her classroom was China. So it wasn't a full blown, like, her own nationality.
Is it because of her, like,
no, there's other Asian kids in schools.
Okay, I'm just
only dude, like four though.
People are fucked up, man.
We know all the Asian families. I'm
just picturing like some really ignorant teacher just being like, "No, you're Yao Ming. I'm not even Chinese, you dick." Like, and then you just happen to say her class is China, to where it was like
there was white kids in the whole class. There was classes.
Fucked up telepathy shit going on with that.
But it was whole classes. It wasn't individual kids being like, okay, you're Mexican. There's 95% of our class. There's like five white people. We're just going to gather you all as white people. And then there's one Asian kid. Let's team up on the Asian. None of that. It was each class from the kindergarten sections had their own, you know, country. But they got interested in nationality. So she's like Japan all the way.
Wow. Just Japan.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. She eats like a Mexican, but she forgets she's Mexican.
No, it's weird that you brought up Olympics, though, because that was like my random B-dog fact of the day.
Serious?
It was something to do with the Olympics, at least. Between 1912 and 1948, the Olympic Games awarded medals in sculpture, music, painting, and architecture.
So
competitive art used to be part of the Olympics. After the Olympics were skipped during the war years, it returned in 1948, but after a debate, the competitions were scrapped.
That's actually kind of cool when you think of it, but that's fucking weird. Because at the same time, you can have many different artists, so you're not just judging one style of art, you're judging a whole bunch of art.
Maybe that's why it's too subjective shit.
Very biased too, because you got one person that
especially
really
after
that
Nazi
style.
Years, like, okay, we just had a Nazi Olympics, this is bullshit.
All of these are stolen by them, like, come on guys, all these paintings, like, they didn't paint one
Rembrandt,
fucking thing.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
What Van Gogh, what the fuck? You're telling me Picasso over here.
I was just fucking, I'm kind of glad that's not an Olympic sport. Like, well, art shouldn't be competitive anyway.
Art's subjective.
Yeah.
Fucking, I hate artists.
I mean, think about it. Who would call us art?
It's subjective, bro.
Yeah, exactly. there may be somebody sipping wine just like, you know, these guys just got this vintage feel to it, man. Something about the ending reminds me of like a show in the 70s.
Da Vinci. Rimshot.
Have we ever mentioned that we thank John Friggin Smith for that too, for the outro? We always mention the intro. We often forget. Well, we don't forget. It's just, you hear it. Yeah.
Oh. Quick little interesting B-dog fact. You know Abraham Lincoln wrestled?
Yeah,
like actually, high school. I did not know that. He was 301.
Nice. Scrawny
motherfucker. Where's our fucking president like that?
Obama could not wrestle.
I want to have like a dude that's going to punch you in the jaw.
Well, The Rock has talked about running. Maybe things come full circle.
He's going to just bust in like it's a movie and then North Korea.
He's going to free the Samoans.
Wait, what?
He's going to free the Samoans.
Just because he was Maui doesn't mean he is Maui.
I didn't even know that. I haven't watched Moana.
Yeah, he was.
I assume that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's the big ass dude in Moana.
I mean, it makes sense.
It does. He's like the only. thing. Let's be real. He's like the only one, dude.
He's the most famous Samoan.
Outside of the other guy that always has like tattoos on his face and shit.
Which one?
Usually in like, I think he was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Was he on what was that? Couples Retreat?
I think so. I believe
was he wearing like the skirt and shit and fucking? Was he Jango Fett on the Star Wars prequels?
No, this is not the same guy.
Cause I know that guy was on Couples Retreat.
Is he a wine?
Yeah. He's on a bunch of shit too lately. He was on Aquaman, if I'm not mistaken. I haven't watched Aquaman, but
is Momoa someone?
I hope so. Or Hawaiian,
crazy looking, whatever he is.
He's one of them.
I think he's a mix.
I mean, with a name like Momoa, what would you think?
There's a lot of black people with last name Johnson.
Yeah, but that's a slave thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking oppressor. Power to the people.
Never know, they actually got to pick their names after they became free.
Yeah, some of them still stuck with.
Yeah, that's the fucked up thing. Like
That's why Freeman's like the. That probably, back then, there was probably so many, like, this is going to sound fucked up, but there were so many probably, like, free black people that were like, dude, that's so yesterday, the Freeman thing. Like, that's so cheesy. I'm not going to be part of that fucking.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, big whoopee fucking dude. You know what? I'm Goodman. Yeah, I'm fucking Goodman.
Just picturing, like, just that jaded free slave, just like, oh, the Freeman, look at that.
After Freeman. A while, I wonder if it turned into, like, some Indian shit. Where it was like Freeman, Longman, Goodman. Fucking, yeah, Goodman.
I don't know any other men.
Cliveman, I don't fucking know.
Cliveman?
I don't fucking know. Blackman.
Blackman. The only Blackman I've seen though was spelled Blackmon. Yeah, Blackmon.
Blackmon.
Which still tripped me out to see that name, like Blackmon. What the fuck? Is that a superhero? Blackmon.
No, that's that fucking where people don't know how to pronounce like English. Fucking
Blackmon?
No, instead of saying like you would say that's still Blackman pretty much, even though it's O-N. Fucking it's like aluminum and everywhere else in this world says aluminium.
You and the aluminium, the Illuminati.
I really hate that whole fucking aluminium thing, dude. It really pisses me off. Every time I hear it, I'm like, what special metal is this? Like, what is this? And then, oh, duh, it's aluminum. You know, what the fuck? Just say aluminum. Stupid narrators of shows.
Maybe one of the stupid ones.
Fuck that. I don't believe in the metric system. And I don't believe in aluminium.
We're fine with our inches here, okay?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not measuring my dick in centimeters.
That's because I told you about that a long time ago. People like to seem big because you can turn 130 centimeters into a normal fucking measurement and you're like, dude, come on. Oh, I'm 36 centimeters. You feel good about yourself? I remember the metric system, dude. And like some guy, it's just anytime you're trying to put double digits on something, you're instant. Fuck yeah. It, dude. 9 inches. Fuck it. If you're under 7, 6, 5, who gives a fuck? When you're putting 20s of centimeters, you're like, come on, dude. Seriously? Because I think it's like, what is it? 12 centimeters and an inch or something like that. It's like a foot within a foot within a foot.
I'm not sure. I'd 10? Have to double check.
I think it's 10. But still, if you're busting out 30, I got to do that real quick. Because that's fucking what my mind
How big
now.
Is my dick in centimeters?
How big is 36 centimeters on a dick?
I don't think Google needs a dick to convert that.
That doesn't seem right. If someone says they have 36 centimeters, they have a 14-inch penis.
Oh, fuck that conversion shit.
Yeah, I don't believe in this conversion, dude.
I don't either.
And this is from Google.
Going back to America. Got a 7-inch dick.
Oh, see, that's where it is. If they say 12 centimeters, it looks like, you know, that could be very convincing in inches. But no, that's 4 inches.
Got you like all four of them, or all 12 of them centimeters, bitch? Count them.
One, two, three,
four. Count them by twos. Two, four, six, eight.
Oh. You want to do it by threes? We can do this four times. You want to do it by fours? We can do it three times.
Yeah.
Sixes, twice.
4, 8, 12. 4, 8, 12. Yeah, that's good rhythm. Just go three bumps and out.
Okay, so not to jump directly into the cool things just yet. This sounds like rape. I just want you to read the first one.
What the fuck?
It'll be announced later on, don't worry. Very first one.
That's rapey.
Yeah, dude. And
wow.
Did you see who the source is?
Yes, I did.
That's very...
That's very fucked up. Teddy bear-ish. I hope he didn't say that to children. That's all. But
teddy bears.
Wow. So well, we are approaching the hour, so I guess we went longer this time. Nice and long. Nice and long indeed. About what? About 40 centimeters long we
dude. Okay, I hate fucking YouTube too. Because this, I guess, will be one of those last final statements on this one, on meters especially. I'm sick of seeing all these different, everything on YouTube, dude. They do metric instead of fucking inches or feet. So, like, you'll watch a scary fucking video from, like, Matthew Santoro or something, and he's like, oh, yeah, this was 5 meters in length. And you're like, what the fuck does that even mean?
You know.
And then they dumb it down because they always put it for English.
Yeah.
Or for US. For US. That's what pisses me off, is for US. Fucking, like,
at least you got that. I had downloaded an audiobook from fucking Audible, and it was supposed to be set in like Baltimore or something like that, right? And it's like an American narrator, everything. But he kept saying fucking the city was 40 kilometers away.
Was it a book about like a what?
Exactly.
What's going on there? Why is he
about a character born and raised in America?
He's not going to use that using at all.
Fucking metric system. Like,
if he was in the military, maybe he's going to use something like that.
Luckily, you only heard it a couple times, so it didn't fully take me out. But each time, it was for a split second. Like, dude, what the fuck? Give me it in miles, jackass.
Plus, even if the guy wasn't military, he's going to use jargon instead of fucking using actual
clicks.
Yeah, he's going to clicks or kilos.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, okay, cool. But outside of that, it's like, dude, no one in America uses kilometers at all. We do everything off mileage. Our cars don't say you have this many kilometers left until your gas is empty. It says you have this many miles per gallon.
Although, well, no, there's not even a converter on the car.
No, they're on the Equinox. I had the speed converter, but I didn't have the...
Oh, fuck. Well, mine's not digital speed, so it has the old school fucking just both fucking for the meter and shit. Which, that's cool, but still.
Like, I have the one on the gauge and shit for the normal gauge, and then the electric one. Well, the thing is the electric one will, not on this one, but on the old one, used to say kilometers too, if you wanted to. But I think that's because the only thing American about it was the badge. Everywhere else that the bot, I checked into the VIN number, everything that car came from a different country and was assembled here. So it, kilometers everywhere else. No. Fuck it.
Fucking kilometers. But yeah, I'd like to say the Mexican will be here next week, but he might be, this might be like his hiatus time of year for now.
He's a lot of kilometers away.
Yeah. But yet so many centimeters close.
He's only a certain amount of centimeters long.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, I think we do want to leave with a quote. Somewhat. But yeah. Be sure to follow us on social media. All that, at JNT Podcast. Huh? Oh, yeah. Head to jntbaggers.podbean.com.
for more action and adventure and possibilities. Yeah.
All right, so I feel bad leaving a rapey one, dude. Two quick ones, I guess, instead of one just really sad rapey one. All right, this is rapey and it sounds rapey from Dr. Seuss. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. That's a thinker.
I just pictured John Wayne saying that after he just raped a slave or something.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, it seems really rapey. But one that's not, and this is something for you people who are smoking, listening to this to think on. Sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple.
Eh. That happens a lot.
Usually with death.
I don't even go that deep. You just like, where the fuck is my pen? Somebody stole that shit. Somebody broke into my house, reached into my motherfucking pocket, stole my pen out of my pocket, left the money. Oh shit, it's in my back pocket.
He put it back. The thief put it back. He's a great guy. He has a heart of gold.
So yeah, we'll leave you with those quotes and we'll see ya, or you'll hear us next week.